Begin the Quran daf Masechet Ksubas daf Tezvav. Begin Amid Beis. Begin the Tzeis Nasta. Begin the Zigmar. Rav Chanan the Amar Rosh Shoy. So, according to Rav Chanan, that said that it was a temporary ruling. So, and that was two rives. So it sounds like Lederus Sagi Bechadruba. So it means for generations, not for one generation, with one majority Kashach. So you have that other teaching of Rav that's difficult. That says you need to have Trei Rubi. Which Tzeis says, well, let me establish the Maimon. It wasn't logical for him to say to give an answer. Oh yeah, Dai Rosh Shoy. So yeah. True, the temporary ruling was Shehita B'Chei Rubi, that he permitted with two majorities. Avaladoris L'Sagafel B'Chei Rubi, maybe for generations not enough even with two majorities. And therefore, yeah, that's how you can resolve the contradiction. That's not the Rav Chanan, in the Mishnah, he validated with two rives, but in general not, because it wouldn't be logical that it would be so stringent. K'nik says, rather, the one that taught this one didn't teach this one. And Pirshbuk and Rashi explained, what does that mean? That Rav Chanan lemasid the credentials for Rav Meisr. Rav Chanan, that said was Harasha, that we don't pass it like that. It's only because he doesn't learn that there was the caravans was from Lahav Lechadru with only one majority. So Pirshul Pligi according to this interpretation, not disagreeing. Till Darius for the future generation of the Kulam bin Trade Rubi Eben agrees and you'd have two majorities. Pligi by Seichav they only disagree. What was the story? One holds the story was two majorities, and therefore that was the halacha lemaisa. And one says only one majority, but that's not halacha lemaisa. Everyone agrees the halacha lemaisa. You need to have two majorities. Now, Rabbi Nachman Pirish he explains that Rav Chanan lemasni. When it says manda masni hal lemasni hal, it means Rav Chanan did not learn what the other one learned, that he did not have in his teaching of Rav avalu yuchasin loy, and he held that Rav never said that for yuchasin you're not going to say it's enough with one majority, and it would be enough, and you would not need two majorities. According to him, yes, Rav held for future generations, it is enough with one majority. His interpretation is difficult because the Rav Chanan takes Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. Damar commands Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, and the Mishnah, who is he saying like, the Sagi Bechad Rubik the Baruch Le'el, the Gemara asked, you're saying that Lamaskana, he's saying that it is enough with one majority, but that was the original Gemara's question. That's not like a Mulil Nari Mishua. So the Gemara should have asked that question. It's not logical. It's not logical that any Amor would disagree with that teaching. Because the Rav Kufi come along. It's Rav himself who says this without any other Amor. Therefore, by the question of Yirmia, that he asked Rav Ashi and Rav on this, that he was like a B'Yesi, according to what the Gemara understands, that it's with one majority. From I to Yuchs and Law, which sounds like it's not number one majority. And the Gemara answers, Oish Tamitze. The Gemara does not answer Manda Masniho La Masniho. The reason for that is because they wouldn't answer anything. Only you would have to say that he doesn't hold the Yuchas and Loi. But again, that you can't say like we explained. Next says Matam begins the Gemara. Reva the Kachavim, Oib Kachavim. If most of the inhabitants of the city are non-Jews, then we consider the baby like a non-Jew. My other is about Halacha. So the Gemara explains. It says Tzayis LeMotzlim. You couldn't say Linchol Alechiyosei. What it means that you don't have to provide for him, which because you assume that. He's from the majority of non-Jews. That can't be because they might be able to go him. Then you wouldn't have to have the majority of them non-Jews. Even if half and half. Because the Dafgur Rebbe is so coming up, because only if the majority are Jewish did Rav say that you have mitzvah to provide for him. So therefore, can't be Rebbe Gechavim is for that halacha. Next is the word thing more, Lahag's Laveda. What's Rebbe Sol Yisrael for? To return this lost object. So he says, what do you mean? You could have said Lahag Yisek, that's what Rav said, that majority are Jews, you have an obligation to give them a life. You're right, we could have said that. Rather, we pick the kids that returning as a little object, have a boosted tvei, which is even the bigger chiddush. Why? Because it's a gullah. It's actually a great prohibition to actually give back the abedi and not allowed to. And if he would be a non-Jew, that would be forbidden. And therefore, that's a chiddush that you could. But they keep it to provide from Lohamed Rav Yosef, a kolkach, not such a big chiddush, not such a novelty. We do that all the time. We provide for the non-Jews paupers with the Jewish paupers. And else for Dachar Shalom. But for the Shmuel, and even according to Shmuel, when they says in Hilchum Amunacharayev that you don't go after monetary law after the majority, hereby lost the object, he would agree that even though it's monetary law, that you would go after the majority and you would return it to that unknown child. Why? Because when does he say you don't go after the majority? That's when you sell an ox to your friend, but it's an ox, and then it turns out that it's a goring ox. Where I got my monies in a permitted way. And he gave it on his own volition. Now he wants to say, it's no, you don't go after the majority. But over here, the lost object didn't come to him from the owner's intention. it fell from him. And we're not sure, maybe took it prohibitively because maybe he's a Jew and he has an obligation. So but even Shmuel would agree that we will go after the majority and we return it to that person. The next test, Matzah begins with Gemara Leitzricha. No, we need it. The Nachin Turi the Deva Chulu. His ox towards our ox. And that's where we say, he could say, well, prove that I'm not Jewish. So say, he says, Tam, it's a wonder because Achanamav Matzah, you could have said the same thing that Mechza Mechza, when it's 50-50, Oyv Kachavim would consider him as a non-Jew. How so? Not Jew, because the other case, when our ox scores his ox, and which is the flip side. So it's interesting why we call them Yisrael, when you could have called them the same price, the other case of Oyv Kachavim. And then Tez ends up, it says, Kula Milsa, really, all the cases, Rabbi Saul, Rabbi Akum, Mechza Mechza, have a Muslim name, you could have said it in the Gicha, regarding this halacha of goring, what the halacha is going to be, in each case differently. Each case we wanted to find some novelty in a different halachic arena, but we could have said all regarding goring. That's from Aram. Had no halacha b'sul nisus. We shall return to the first paragraph of the subis. So this is with taisus. Now we begin the second paragraph, Parakei Isham, with the different maskil towards the Mishnah. Mishaid mishatzav beinuma b'chulu. If there are witnesses that she went beinuma, okay, then she gets 200 like she was a b'sula. Shai's points out, but Lena Kita Ksuba, we have to talk about where obviously she's not holding a Ksuba. The Ksuba, she's holding Ksuba next. Let's see, Ksuba, let's see, it was 200-100 if she's Besulamon. Now, Mathilaman, I'm even going to the one who holds a Toy Nachamai is the best. And if someone makes a claim after a court ordinance, like a Ksuba, Vama put out things that says, I paid up. Neman, he's believed. So maybe over here, he should be believed. Kamokam in Nemalem is not believed to say, Khan over here, I'm on the Sasicha, oh, I married you a widow, I'm only liable for 100. Migui, because the Bayom Aparati Kur said, I paid it up, and I'd be believed to say I paid up because that's a Maisa Bezdin, and you believe to say you paid it up. No, because the Migui Mokam Aidenhood. Although, yeah, Migui is a definite claim, but it doesn't work when you're contradicting witnesses. And if the witnesses came that she said, Kim Behinuma, the testament she's a Basula, and therefore, you're not believed to say she wasn't a Basula. Because the Migui is only supporting their claim, and Migui does not work when it's contradicting witnesses. Next, this month, beginning with the words of the Mishnah, B'shu agrees when he says on his own that this was your father's field, but I bought it from him, he's believed to say that. Says from the wording of Rashi, it sounds like that the Dafki Shin Halot Toivai, specifically only if that person is not claiming from him, says, oh, it was my father's. And then they believe with a migui, with a claim that since I could have been silent and I wasn't, so believe me that what I'm saying is true. Avam toivoy, but if he did claim, then he wouldn't be believed. It's Tosfos says right in here that doesn't seem to be correct. Tarkatoni sefer, because look at the next words in the Mishnah. If there's witnesses that it was his father's, then he's not believed. There's no pesha also. So it says Masha something the dafkim yeshayin sheshelov enam. Sounds like he's only not believed if there's witnesses that it was that guy's father. But if there's no witnesses, avagav the toivoy, even though the son is claiming from him, then that this guy would be believed. Since he could have just said, no, it was never your father's. From the fact that it doesn't say im toivoy in the Neman, it doesn't say in the Mishnah, if he claims from him, it's not believable. It says, if there's witnesses, sounds like not like Rashi. And the Gemara also asks, but listen, you should say, so why does that say it was your father's? Why? Because it was yours. It sounds like that the guy is claiming from him. Why? That's why he's responding. He's saying, of course it was yours. When I took it from you. Because the text says, I'm like Taiba, because it wasn't claiming for me in Shaykh Limishal Khoi. So it's not appropriate to say the words, it was yours. Of course, of course he knows that. It's only if he's claiming and the guy's responding, he says, yes, I know it's yours, but I bought it from you. So if you see that he's making the claim, and therefore it seems like not like Rashi, that even if he's making the claim, the guy would still be believed with his Migui of a Pesha, also a Pesha.